the gist. The first big GWAS fibromyalgia study scored by finding many significant regions of the genes we are born with that appear to contribute to fibromyalgia. That finding, as the author said, puts fibromyalgia, or FM, on a, quote, firm biological foundation, end quote. The genes highlighted in the study affect things like interneuron excitability, pain processing, subclinical seizures, hippocampal functioning, memory impairment, the kynurenine pathway, pain and others, dopamine, motivation and cognition, sleep, natural killer cell functioning, neuroplasticity, excitatory neurotransmission, testosterone metabolism, cognitive issues, microglial activation, neuroinflammation, lipid and mitochondrial issues. The study, in other words, confirmed that people with fibromyalgia have a genetic predisposition to many of the biological abnormalities studies have found. Like ME/CFS, the genes almost wholly pointed to the brain, and, in particular, in fibromyalgia, to genes that affect pain and sensory processing. Genetic variants that affect similar areas of the brain were found in both ME/CFS and fibromyalgia. Many genes found in fibromyalgia have also been found to contribute to other illnesses. This suggested to the authors that the genetic architecture found in fibromyalgia constitutes a kind of transdiagnostic genetic vulnerability that reaches far beyond fibromyalgia itself. That, quote, vulnerability profile, end quote, they believe, affects core neurobiological systems such as central nervous system excitability, dopaminergic and serotonergic signaling, and neuroimmune stress. It's also found in diseases like ME/CFS, chronic pain conditions, IBS, PTSD, depression, and more. A ChatGPT 5.0 analysis concluded that, quote, decode ME's strongest loci for ME/CFS sit exactly where you'd expect such a vulnerability to live, end quote. Two genes in particular offer new treatment pathways for fibromyalgia. Drugs for them are not available right now, but are under development and being tested. Coming up, Precision Life takes genetic analysis to the next level in ME/CFS. You can support Health Rising and keep the information flowing. At the link at the end of the text version of the gist, there's an option to give one time or monthly. Thanks for listening.